This is a Fox News alert. Criminal charges recommended for the former president. I'm Lisa Brady. The January 6th committee referring former President Donald Trump and others to the Justice Department on several possible counts stemming from the Capitol riot.
Ours is not a system of justice where foot soldiers go to jail and the masterminds and ringleaders get a free pass.
Congressman Jamie Raskin listing the potential charges, including obstructing an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, making a false statement, and inciting, assisting, or aiding and comforting an insurrection.
An insurrection is a rebellion against the authority of the United States. It is a grave federal offense anchored in the Constitution itself.
Raskin says that amounts to an automatic disqualification from ever holding public office again. The former president has already announced he's running again. He has called committee members highly partisan and sick. Acting on referrals is up to the Justice Department, which already has two Trump-related investigations underway, now led by recently appointed special counsel Jack Smith. The January 6th committee also referring four Republican members of Congress to the House Ethics Committee for failing to comply with subpoenas. The White House says the border is not open, even after a rule that turns away many asylum seekers expires on Wednesday, while also insisting again that Homeland Security has a plan to handle an even bigger surge of migrants.
DHS is asking for funds to surge resources to the border, impose consequences for unlawful entry, bolster nonprofit capacity, and target smugglers. But lawmakers who would have to vote on this say that they don't even have details yet, and some are hesitant to throw more money at the Homeland Security Secretary, who has said the border is secure.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Police in Canada say a 73-year-old resident is the one who shot and killed five people at a suburban Toronto condo yesterday, and that three of the victims were on the condo board, though the motive remains under investigation. A judge in Arizona is considering whether to toss out a lawsuit filed by the Republican candidate for governor.
Carrie Lake sued several state elections officials, including Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who won the governor's race by 17,000 votes. Lake argued there was fraud, but at a hearing Monday, her attorney Kurt Olson argued the problems were more systemic.
Two-thirds of the vote centers experienced the tabulators rejecting ballots, creating chaos and mayhem.
But multiple attorneys, including Tom Liddy from Maricopa County, argued the technical issues didn't have the impact Lake's team alleges.
Superior Court Judge Timothy Ryan found that there was no evidence that anyone who should have been able to vote at any one of the 223 vote centers was prevented from voting.
If the judge doesn't dismiss Lake's lawsuit, there will be a brief trial. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A former celebrity couple settles their latest round of litigation.
Aquaman actress Amber Heard in an Instagram post calling the decision to settle her defamation suit against ex-husband Johnny Depp very difficult. Part of that deal, Heard is allegedly supposed to pay her ex $1 million to settle all financial claims, according to the Depp camp, which says they'll donate that money to charity. This comes months after a televised trial, after which jurors found the two had defamed each other. She, by writing an op-ed in the Washington Post in which she described being a victim of domestic violence, but not mentioning Depp by name, and he, via a statement in which Heard was accused of perpetrating a hoax.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Heard was awarded $2 million in damages after that trial. Depp awarded more than $10 million. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a deepening sell-off. The Dow is now down 314. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.